Last league away game, the double over Stalybridge Bridge Celtic, who are a big non-league side, so you must be pleased with that.
Absolutely delighted. I thought the attitude that the lads have shown, especially following the midweek's announcement, we asked them to put in a performance, we asked them to put the bodies on the line and build up to these cup finals. Two clean sheets in a row, I think that must be about the first time we've done that. But more than anything, the performance was just outstanding. I think we started on his front foot. We probably should have been two or three up before we did score. And, Elliot's made one save. And apart from that, it's been the easiest day he's had while he's been at the club. So, yeah, over the moon.
We just said before the interview, they've obviously had a long week, to be fair to them. Played a lot of games, but they offered nothing, no tempo. They played it like a pre-season game, which was, the onus was on us to bring the tempo and get the ball moving, which we did.
Yeah, I think they set up more to try and stay in the game and not go behind. And you've seen, halfway through the second half, they shoved all the big lads up. They shoved the lad up who normally plays up front, who started at the back. They chucked him up front and started loading the ball in the box, and obviously that's a bit of a game plan that they use here, but it didn't work. I thought Dean Freeman was absolutely magnificent. He won everything, even when the big lad went up, he still won most of the balls. Credit to him, he's going to be a player, Dean. You can see him improving now.
Playing well recently, hasn't he?
He has, and he along with everybody else deserves them clean sheets. And we're going now into a cup final on Tuesday. Scored five, four, conceded none. Confidence is getting high again. Let's see if we can bring some silverware in.
Steve Towers could have had about five today, couldn't he? And I thought he played well as well, never mind just attacking the ball in the box.
Yeah, well, we did say in there, it's ironic, isn't it? And it just shows you when the normal players who pop up with the goals don't pop up, Steve Towers and Cleveland pop up with them. But Steve's just a leader out on the pitch and everywhere. He's been outstanding all season. He had a great season last year, he's had another great season this year, and I can't speak highly enough of him, and fantastic for him to see him get on the score sheets as well.
You touched on it then, Cleveland, he had a few marauding runs down the right as he normally does, but added that end product with a goal today.
Yeah, and he's been unlucky, Cleveland. Why he's been here, he's done quite a few times where he's gone down the wing and had shots and he's hit posts or keepers pulled off saves or it's just gone wide. And I think what Cleveland's brought to the club and brought to, in his attitude and brought out on the pitch, he deserves to get them goals as well. And I'm really, really pleased.
And finally, Jake. Steve almost scored. I think the keeper would have saved it, to be fair, because it was going to him. But Steve's headed it towards goal, and Jake won't get an easier flick than that, will he? 2 yards out.
Well, I think anybody as a forward will always say, you've got to score goals to keep yourself playing. And it's all about being in the right place at the right time. Yeah, it's a simple tap in, but Steve acknowledged, if Jake hadn't been there, it wouldn't have been a goal.
No.
So let's be honest, Jake works really hard every week. So he deserves to get them goals now.
He came on halfway through the first half, and obviously we know Ant is never going to play 90 minutes because he's coming back from an injury that needs sorting in the summer. But what's the update on him? Because he came off, earlier than expected.
Yeah, it's unfortunate for Ant. He was actually playing really well. I thought him and Nat was linking up well. They was getting hold of the ball. But his jaw is knee again, and it's not going to get better until he has an operation. I've told him that, and I've told him he's got to get that operation sorted in the summer. And he'll come back perfect after it. I've been there with the knee operations myself. He'll come back fine, but he needs to get the operation. He's just sort of banging his head against the wall at the minute.
So you think that's him for the season now?
Possibly, it might calm down, and if needed, he might
maybe the league cup
use him again.
Like that.
Yeah, we have to see how it goes with him, but obviously he's struggling with it, so it'll only be a cameo role if he does get through, not it.
And the first of two cup finals. It's a busy week, four games this week if you include this one, but we go to Holmes Park against Loughborough, division below, so we're going to be favourites. So are we approaching that?
We approach it like we approach every game, and it don't really matter who you play, and you've got to approach it with the same attitude, the same professionalism. One thing that we have done this season is when we've played teams at lower leagues, in the County Cup particularly, and in the League Cups and the big FA trophies and that, we've always turned it on against the teams. We can't be accused of being complacent or overconfident. We've gone out with the right attitude, and that's why we've had the good results. I think we beat Stamford 5-0. We beat Alvechurch 5-1, was it? Something.
Yeah, 5-2 with
5-2.
10 men.
Both with 10 men. They're both pushing for promotion into this league. So, all we've got to do is what we've always done. We're preparing exactly the same way. And if we're on it, we'll beat anybody. We'll beat anybody in this league if we're on it. It's all about us now.